Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 346. Visible, translated text is as follows. Before the coroner that he had been given one of the pair of shoes of Mr. Gant to one of the boys, they got that wrong. On Saturdays, I had to wake up usually and get to the factory at 12 o'clock. This time, Mr. Frank told me to get back at 4. I did say before the coroner that he was looking down when he came out of his office. I told them also that there was a place in that building where I could go to sleep, but they didn't ask me where. When you come in the front door of the factory, you can go right on by the elevator and right down into the basement. Anybody could do it. The fact that the double doors on the steps were locked wouldn't prevent anybody from going in the basement. That would only prevent anybody from upstairs from going into the basement, unless they went by the elevator or by unlocking those double doors. All of the doors to the factory were unlocked when I got back there Saturday afternoon about 6 o'clock. The first floor, the second floor, the third floor, and the fourth floor. Anybody could come right in from the street and go all over the factory without Mr. Frank and his office knowing anything about it. The doors are never closed at all. That is a great big old rambling place up there. The shutters, the blinds to the factory were all closed that day because it was a holiday, excepting two or three on the first floor, which I closed up that night. It's a very dark place when the shutters are closed. That is why we have to burn a light. There is a light on the first floor near the clock. It burns all the time because that is a dark spot. There are two clocks, one punches to 100, the other punches to 200, because there are more than 100 employees. I punch both of them. About Mr. Frank and Mr. Gant, they had